doing the right thing and for hosting this meeting, because I came here today like all of you, but I came here to hear what you had to say as the voters and residents of Vancouver Centre, of Vancouver Kingsway, as well as Vancouver generally. This is a very important issue, and I want to tell you that in the NDP, what we're doing is that yesterday we filed a complaint with the Ethics Commissioner against Mr. Harper. Ethics Code in Ottawa, so we want the Ethics Commissioner to investigate that. Secondly, as you heard earlier, we have had a private member's bill, and I can tell you that in this new parliament we will be reintroducing legislation to make it illegal to do what Mr. Emerson has done to the voters of this parliament. Your member of parliament to support that bill. If we want to bring ethics back into the political process, don't, you're outside this riding, go off to Mr. Emerson, but other MPs, particularly the Conservative members of parliament, to say that this bill must be passed so that we can have accountability back to the voters and we can put our trust back in democracy in this country. I also want to tell you that there's a petition that we have that's going around that we will introduce in parliament to support that legislation, again, to make it illegal to cross the floor. And finally, to say that Jack Layton will be here in Vancouver on Thursday, and there'll be further meetings, because we intend to pursue this issue, to work with the community, to make sure that Mr. Emerson is held to account, and that he does resign, and that there's a by-election, and you can have your democratic voice and vote in this riding, and choose your member of parliament. Thank you for coming today.
My name is Mike Lombardi, and I'm a voter in Vancouver, and I'm feeling very frustrated, and I'm feeling betrayed. I feel like something's been stolen from me as a voter. This is about honesty, integrity, and expectations. What are we experiencing? Lots of hypocrisy, callous disregard for the voters, scorn for democracy, and illegitimate representation. I believe in a culture of entitlement, but an entitlement to elect my MP.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Emerson may be a capable person, but there's many other MPs who are very capable and talented too, yeah. And they're prepared to sit in opposition. I will never accept a person, no matter how talented they are, who is only prepared to sit at the cabinet table and not in opposition like every other MP for generations. Yeah. Prime Minister Harper, you promised accountability. You promised ethics. You promised change. You have betrayed us on the first day in office. Mr. Harper, you are showing tremendous contempt for the voter. His response was, "I expected this superficial analysis." That is contempt for the voters of Canada. We need change and we need action. And I'm suggesting three things. One, make sure that we push for him to resign and call a by-election. Yeah. Secondly, on the first day of Parliament, Libby Davies and Jack Layton, the first act of an NDP MP must be to introduce the legislation that makes this illegal on the first day. And thirdly, let's all write to the Ethics Commissioner and tell him to bring forth a report which reflects the reality of teachers. It's time for a change. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Andrew Pearson. I'm a recent I moved to Vancouver, Kingsway. This is the first time that I've been out to something like this, and as one of the speakers said, it is kind of cool. I am, as I look up there, one of the 18% in the riding who voted Conservative. And I'm here today, my girlfriend voted Liberal. And both of us looked at each other after Mr. Emerson resigned. And you can believe that we had some heated discussions between us, but both of us looked at each other after the election and after Mr. Emerson did this and said, this is wrong. I'm sure you'll hear a lot of rhetoric today here, and there are people who have their own agendas and that sort of thing. I don't have an agenda like that, but what I think is that people who go out to vote, both of us went out to vote, and because we were coming from Vancouver Centre and she was coming from Vancouver Quadra, we had to register to vote. That took half an hour of our time, and so we went in and we voted and did that. And I think that this just further diminishes people's faith in the system, and people will just stop voting. They're going to think, why should I go out and waste my time to vote? And I came here today hoping that Mr. Emerson would be here, not that I voted for him, but to say to him, Mr. Emerson, from what I've seen of you, you purport to be an ethical man. What you should do is you should do the right thing. If you say that people want you in this riding, resign, run in a by-election, and see what the result is. And I say to Mr. Harper, I say to Mr. Harper, who has campaigned, and I support Mr. Harper, and I'm probably in the minority here in that, but I say to Mr. Harper, you campaigned on ethical government, you slammed the Liberals, rightly so in my view, but you campaigned on ethical government, and this is wrong, and you should encourage Mr. Emerson to run in a by-election. Thank you.
I'm Donna Peterson, resident, and I stood as a Marxist-Leninist Party of Canada candidate in this riding. I do not believe that any of these political parties are representing the interests of the people here. The fact is they say one thing and do another. Harper and Emerson, was it just these two men together that decided what cabinet posts to offer? Who is it that put Emerson on the trade commissions between the United States and Canada, and is bringing forward all the documents that are changing our borders, changing our defense, fully integrating Canada into the United States. Our economy is being totally, totally annexed by the United States to have this North America perimeter. We do need change. We do need recall. In British Columbia, in the late 80s, over 85% of British Columbians voted that we should have recall legislation. And it was an NDP lawyer that wrote the legislation to make it virtually impossible, and his name was Ujjal Dosanjh, who then became a Liberal. I think that the issues that we're all concerned about, the issue of healthcare, education, our nation, us being able to have a say, us being able to decide our fate, I think that that's nonpartisan in the sense that why should we be the ones that are divided on parties? These guys aren't divided by their parties, as Emerson showed, so why should we be? Why don't we discuss, instead of what party we're going to vote for or not vote for, why don't we discuss what the problem is? Like, what kind of foreign policy do we want? What kind of defense do we want? What social programs need to be supported and how? And if we can work and put forward those programs and platforms and demand and select our own candidate, you realize that less than 1.5% of Canadians belong to political parties, so who's selecting these candidates? And even if you do belong to one of these political parties and are there to select, it's the party leader that determines. Okay, I'll wind up. Thank you very much. And you can...
Yes, Renee Taylor. I'm a 25-year resident of this constituency. Judge Gomery, a report that the Conservatives pushed very strongly, coined the term culture of entitlement to describe the liberal scandal. And the greatest defense that Mr. Emerson has given for his decision to take this position is that he would, he self-declares himself some kind of messiah, be the best person for this constituency, for the province, and for the country. Well, quite frankly, he has no moral authority, and he does not have a mandate from his constituents. And I think that any man with honor, and certainly one that did not believe in a culture of entitlement, would be prepared to face his electorate. He is treating us with disdain and contempt by not even coming to a public forum where he could at least attempt to acquit himself with some kind of reason that we could even understand. He has lost the respect, and like the woman who had a hard time getting her adult children to vote, I too have two adult sons, neither of whom had voted, 25 and 26. They decided this was the time because of their own personal beliefs that they would ensure that they had a representative in Parliament, and they both feel deceived. And I don't think, having had to fight with my kids to get them to vote in the first place, that either of them ever imagine that they'll do it again, because they feel that they were robbed. And we all do.
My name is Charles Boylan, and I am the co-host and producer of a radio show called Wake Up with Co-op, which is broadcast Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings from 7 to 9 in the morning on CFRO 102.7 FM. And I mention it because we are having an ongoing discussion about all the considerations that this defection of Emerson raises for the entire polity of Canada.
You're in front of the
meeting.
Forward.
There, right there, to the right.
Oh, out of the way.
Okay.
I think the mic is neutral. One of the considerations, if we look at the petition, it says this is not illegal. I'm not so sure it's not illegal. If you look at the Canada Elections Act, which is a tome this thick, Isaac Kennedy for the Marxist-Leninists in Vancouver South have had to work my way through that tome. It is so mixed with contradictions. If you even make one little slip in filing your returns as a candidate, big party or small, you can be banned from running an election again. I put it to you, would it not be appropriate to say, Mr. Emerson, resign, and Elections Canada prohibit him from ever running an election again? You see, it's very interesting. The arrogance of Mr. Emerson reminds me, he says, I was taken aback by the reaction of the citizens. Well, I am certain that the lords of Versailles were taken aback by the reaction of the citizens in their day. We are confronted with this arrogant lord of capital with the reality of two Canadas. There is the Canada of Mr. Emerson and the President of the Board of Trade and the Premier of this province and the Mayor of this city and the other moguls of large corporate capitalism in one Canada, and there is us in the other Canada, and we want power!
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Bob Hewish. I'm a very proud resident of Vancouver Kingsway. Last week I had the opportunity to get a letter to the editor, to the Globe and Mail, and just quickly it said, What's this accountability of government? How about accountability to the constituents? And moreover, had Emerson campaigned on the idea of a cabinet position at all costs, I don't think we would have voted him in. What I'd like to share with you is some of the reactions I got from that letter, through email, people I knew, people I didn't know, across the country. I couldn't believe it. A lot of them were saying, well, isn't it great now that you have a cabinet minister as an MP? I worked really long and hard on this, and I can't see all those trickle-down effects of Mr. Emerson's cabinet position coming to us here as constituents. I also think that apologists for his position are speaking from a position of privilege, a privilege that we've lost. Now, right now, because we've already sparked attention across the country, we've captured, Vancouver Kingsway has captured the national imagination. People are tuned in to us. Up to us, we've only got a few minutes left, but it's up to us to collect our voices and regain our riding because we say no. And Mr. Emerson, one last thing. It's not just Vancouver Kingsway residents. It should be all parties and all Canadians who are opposed to that. Other constituents here have said this should be illegal. In other countries, it is. In New Zealand, this move cannot happen legally. Okay? And moreover, we've got to realize that here, right now, in Charles Tupper Auditorium, that our collective voices can have more power than the collective voices of the House of Commons.
Yeah.
Yeah. My last note is that this democratic power, we've got to figure out a way to get it out there, Mr. Emerson. Today's afternoon, it doesn't stop here. Sir, it starts here.
Yeah.
Thank you. My name is Joe Vernon, a former resident of Vancouver Kingsway up until 2004. I now live in Vancouver East. And I have to say, I don't know why I came here. I'm kind of wondering up until a few days ago. I mean, I thought of myself as an average Canadian, paying my taxes, voting, but never, never had I ever thought that democratic compromise would happen in my own backyard. Never. I'm here because many of us feel that our democratic rights have been trampled on. Do we remember Belinda Stronach? She was the conservative MP who crossed over to the Liberals, and the Conservatives branded her a political whore. I think it's very clear who the biggest political whore of Canadian politics is, none other than Stephen Harper.
Yeah!
We want justice and democracy returned to the constituents of Vancouver Kingsway. I hope that today is the beginning of a grassroots movement to bring back the people's will. I'm sorry, but it's not going to happen through our politicians, many of our politicians. Mr. Emerson, please hear us here today and go run maybe in Chilliwack or Kelowna. But your Ralph Kleinism, your Calgary agenda has no place in Vancouver or any other Canadian city. Thank you.
Good afternoon, I'm Fred Buse, and I'm also the president of the Hospital Employees Union in BC.
Well, folks, welcome to Florida. It's what happened in Florida where the election got turned around. You know, there's a fundamental problem when we leave democracy. Democracy is very fragile. And we can't leave it to politicians. It's far too precious to do that. So that's why it's good that people are here, people are involved, because we have to take our democracy back. What Emerson did was fundamentally wrong, and what's even worse, he doesn't understand. He thinks that the country should be run the way corporations are run, where the end justifies the means, where in order to have continuity in international trade, that's all that matters. It's very similar to what Van der Zand did with Fay Leung and the $20,000. They don't understand that the corporate model is not appropriate for government. When Emerson walked across the floor, he also inherited an ideology. I want to know how he's going to stand up for Medicare when the person in charge of the party was the president of the National Citizens Coalition that wanted to scrap Medicare. Yeah. How's he going to explain that? How does he rationalize what Harper did this week on the national child care program? It's a very different vision than what people voted for in this constituency. How is he going to have any credibility on same-sex marriage, on anti-scab legislation, on funding for the CBC, or some of the international affairs issues that Canada has, for instance, in Haiti and elsewhere in the world? Because he's adopted and bound himself in an ideology that is totally opposite to what the constituents and the citizens in this riding voted for, and he should get out.